Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, Derek Riley will join us to talk about supercars of the future. And we'll hear what he's doing to smarten up his home. Later in the show, we'll look at the danger sides of developing a relationship with ChatGPT. And as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can do so right now. You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. I hope you're well and that your week has gone well. I want to start this week's show by saying a huge thank you to a taxi driver called Ali, because last Friday I landed back from New York, came straight into the office and left the office with my backpack on my back, my suitcase in my left hand and my laptop in my right hand. And I got a taxi from the News Talk office to my home. And when I got out of the taxi, I had the backpack and I had the suitcase, but I left the laptop on the back seat of the taxi. And I was so exhausted over the weekend that I didn't realise I had left the laptop in a taxi until I went to look for it on Monday morning. So as I was getting ready to leave for work, I looked in the usual places for my laptop, couldn't find it, went into a bit of a panic, and then started retracing my steps. And that's when I realised I had left it in a taxi. So I went on to the Freenow app, because thankfully I had booked the taxi through Freenow. And if you go into your Freenow app and if you go into trips and if you go into whatever the last one was or whenever you think you've lost something, you can, GDPR compliantly, get in touch with the driver. So I did this and the team at Freenow were so helpful, and Ali dropped my laptop back here to the News Talk office. I have never been more grateful to anybody in my entire life, because it's not that there's anything on the laptop that's not backed up, but it's just, it's my laptop and it would have been an absolute pain in the face. So a huge thank you to Ali. I really, really appreciate the lovely act of kindness and soundness and honesty of bringing the laptop back. But it was also a really good reminder to me to always have everything backed up. I have everything on my laptop backed up to my OneDrive. So it's always accessible. But I guess if you haven't backed all of your bits and pieces on your phone, on your laptops, on whatever up, do it now, because you don't want to be in the blind panic that I was in last week. So thank you, Ali. I very much appreciate it. But anyway, that's kind of been the highlight of my week. But this weekend, there is something very exciting happening in Dublin. And I'm delighted to say that our old pal, Derek Riley of Nevo.ie, is with me now. Derek, how are you?
I'm very good, Jess. How are you?
I am very well. I said at the end of the show last week that I need to get you on to talk about some housey bits. And we might do that in a few minutes, but it wouldn't be you if we didn't start with cars. And there's something special that you're working on this weekend.
Yeah, usually I'm all about the electric vehicles and I haven't changed my spots. But this weekend we've got the Supercar Weekend at Dundrum Town Centre. And I am going to be there with regards to the future of supercars. And I'm on a panel on the Saturday and chatting about where supercars are going and that electrification of that journey. But it's on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. It's free to attend. Great family day out, and they're totally transforming the red car park and going to have over 100 supercars, new and old, for everybody to ooh and ah over and take pictures with and all the rest of it.
What's a supercar? So,
defined usually by the price tag. Okay. And so, for example, one of the cars here this weekend is going to be a 1955, which you think, oh, that's a bit of an old car, Derek. What's that about? It's a Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Gullwing. And the value of that car, Jess Kelly, is 2 million euros.
What?
Yep. And I have to say, it's not electric, but It is a stunning car. Mercedes-Benz are really the only ones that can do gullwing. And if you haven't seen what a gullwing car is like, pop along to Dundrum this weekend. But yeah, they are something that is definitely appreciating in value. And some people see them as an investment, classic cars, but supercars are that next level up.
Yeah, I've got a friend and colleague here in News Talk, Neil Kavanagh, and he loves old Minis. So he has his own little garage and he like tinkers with them on the weekend and does them up and races them and all that kind of stuff. And when I was at Goodwood a few years ago, I kind of got an appreciation for the supercar thing, particularly the classic supercars, because they are very James Bondy and gorgeous to look at.
For sure. Other examples this weekend, we're going to have the Lamborghini Huracan. It's the LP610, which is a V10 coupe. And I have friends and family messaging me going, Derek, what's all this chat about you? And I like cars. I'm passionate about electric vehicles and the electrification of vehicles. But you do have to appreciate where we've come from and some of the styles and some of the design languages that have been used in the past and that are now being brought back into an electric future. And what we're seeing with supercars is the developers, designers, manufacturers really like the electric side of things because it's instant torque, it's manageable power, it's much easier to control than an engine and easier to maintain than an engine. So a lot of the future supercars we're seeing moving forward will have electric or definitely electrified bits.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this because I remember a few months ago when you were on and we were talking through some of the more notions, like the bigger sized EVs, and some of them are gorgeous and some of them are horrific looking. But in terms of today's definition of a supercar and today's EVs, what brands and manufacturers fall into that category, if any?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot more the likes of the Ferrari bringing something fully electric to the market, the Lamborghinis, the Bugattis. Bugatti has been taken over by Rimac, and Rimac is a where country is it? I'm trying to think. Is it Romania or no, Croatia? And so Croatia. And so what they've said is this guy has developed his own supercar, the Navara, like €2 million. And they've said, OK, he's got the expertise in this now. So Volkswagen Group have said, OK, we want you to work your magic on Bugatti. And so these are names that you'll see in supercar magazines. You'll see sprinkled around Ireland and around Dublin, a bit more of this in the UK. They do like their more extravagant vehicles. We are penalised a lot in Ireland with vehicle registration tax. So you'll see a lot more English reg cars floating around. But my story being that people with this expertise and legacy OEMs and manufacturers who have been here for 50, 100 years, the likes of the Mercedes-Benz, etc., they are looking at developing supercars with massively top performance, top speeds, but also that endurance. And it's a real test bed for future electric vehicles coming down the line as well. And so with emission standards coming in and zero emission and low emission zones, a lot of supercars and a lot of manufacturers are saying, okay, we better take this electric stuff seriously. And that's what I'll be chatting about at the weekend on one of the panels.
Yeah, it's really interesting because over the years since you've been on the show, like we always talk about, okay, so what's the range of this car and how practical is it in terms of boot space and all the rest? And although I am very past remarkable in terms of the sort of first glance, first impression at a car, we don't often talk about the design aspect being the central focus of it. Are we moving back towards notions and cars being a thing of beauty as well as a thing of status now powered by battery?
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of it originally what may have been aero and aerodynamics and having the ability to utilize design to get more, eke more, what am I trying to say, range out of an electric vehicle. But for an example, referencing that AMG supercar, that's going to be their fastest car ever. That's going to be their longest range car ever. That's got 1,300 horsepower. And so now, yes, it is only a concept, but what it has done is it's shown that these supercars can look amazing, can go. It recently, the Mercedes-Benz Concept AMG GTXX rolls off the tongue, Jess.
Yeah.
Recently did a 24-hour drive. And the original record was around about 1,400 miles. That was the ability to do it. And it's done 3,400 miles in a 24-hour period. So it's not just flash in the pan, drag race and that kind of stuff. Manufacturers are really looking at, okay, if we are going to be serious about electric, if we are going to be serious about beautiful cars that people aspire to, that young boys and girls around the world are going to have posters up. Do people still do posters in bedrooms?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You're only about 70 years too late there, but go on.
Screensavers on their iPads. With screensavers on their iPads, the images of these cars are evoking. I don't know what it is. People like to aspire towards a vehicle. And like you said, Jess, people who get on well in life and go up the social ladder and get promoted at work, the status symbol of a car is definitely there. It is going to be electric in the future. And there will be people out there that will be able to afford supercars, and they will also be electric. And so they have to have, notions is the wrong word, but definitely style and substance that people will, head turning, I suppose is how I'd boil it down to, is it going to be a head turner of a car?
Mm. And like obviously the event is going on, as you said, in the Red Car Park in Dundrum. Do you have a vision in mind of who the person walking around is going to be? Is this something that is for someone who's looking to buy a car, or is it the car fanatic who did have the posters on the wall and they were growing up and they just want to come down and have a look and a feel and see what exactly is available in the market but also exists in the world?
Absolutely, yeah. It's more car people, families that want a nice day out, that might be doing a bit of shopping in the town centre anyway in Dundrum, and this is on, and that's no extra charge to go and have a little mooch around. You will have the anoraks there, you will have the car aficionados there that will know the differences between all the Ferraris, but then you will have the kids popping along going, I like the yellow car, I like the red car. But it is something totally unique. This is the fourth year they've done it, and it won't be just walking around the car park looking at cars. There will be panel discussions, there will be experts, there will be the Dutch Grand Prix is on Sunday, so the car heads and the Grand Prix heads out there at the Welsh, oh, I'm not going to leave the house because the Grand Prix is on. There's going to be a Grand Prix section in Dundrum specially set up. There's going to be raffles. The charity partner is Bumbulance, the Children's Ambulance. And so there's lots of stuff there for the family. There's even going to be the Hyundai Ioniq 5N, which is one of my favourite electric vehicles. And that is part of a cohort of EVs that allows you to power other devices from that battery. And so it's called vehicle to load. And they are going to have a DJ set from legendary Irish DJ and artist Mark McCabe, all powered by the Hyundai Ioniq 5N.
Mark McCabe has a busy weekend, isn't he? At EP as well, Cheney Mac. Okay, so that's all going on in Dundrum this weekend. As you said, it's free to go, and the charity partner is Bumbulance, which is a fantastic organisation that does incredible work. So that is going on this weekend. That's where you are. If people want to see just how tall you are, they can go down and look at you as a spectacle too. There's so much to look at and do. But while I have you, I mentioned there at the top about a question that we had in last week from somebody who bought a house in Cork, and they were looking for advice in terms of tech in their home. Now, you and I have been threatening to do something on tech because we've both bought homes in the last little while. But you have, as always, shown me up because you've started a new Instagram page and you've also done a million and one different projects. Would you like us to talk us through what you did in your summer holidays?
While I was off and at the weekend and away from electric vehicles, like you, Jess, buying houses was on the list, and thankfully we were able to secure one in North County Dublin. And I said, right, a brand new house, how do I make it as smart as it can be? Because the reason I got into electric vehicles was the tech side of things, really, and how that interested and intrigued me. So I have started a little Instagram account called Smart Home Tested, a YouTube channel as well. And so, yes, it's starting from the front door and having that doorbell that notifies you. There's lots of different smart doorbells out there, but I've gone for one that is locally recorded. There isn't a monthly subscription. It's on dual Wi-Fi bands. And what I would like to do is automate everything in the house. Mm. And everything to just happen without you realizing it's happened. So vision in my head is if it's at nighttime, as I walk towards the doorbell will trigger the bulb over it to say, there's somebody walking towards us. Let's turn on the light outside. Let's also turn on the light inside and have that whole little scenario of what's happening and automating what could happen within in the house. I'm looking at a facial recognition lock for the front door. I have it. I just have to put it up.
What brand is that? Now, come here. So my version of this was we're either Google or Amazon and we've built a little thing around it. Facial recognition locked for the door.
There we go. So it's SwitchBot is the name of the company. You know them well. And they do have a facial recognition little receiver that you can stick on the outside of the door. It also uses fingerprint or keypad code entries. And what I like about it is facial recognition, number one. So you don't even have to take your hands away from your shopping. It'll see your face, and people have tried it, and I will be trying it with photographs, with sunglasses, with baseball caps on, and it still only works with your actual face. And so what that will do is that will unlock the front door, and then I'll be able to just open it up and push my way in. I'm basing my smart home around a system platform called Home Assistant. And Home Assistant is locally, everything is local. So there's no connection, no subscription. And if the cloud goes down, you can still open your front door. You can still have the lights turn on. You can still watch your security cameras. And so, yeah, it's been a very interesting journey. I'm just starting like you, Jess, and we've been back and over, whether it's on Instagram or whether it's on YouTube, with regards to having this house as automated. Now, it's a house that I bought. I didn't design and wire it myself. So there's challenges in itself to that, because I would like wired security cameras rather than Wi-Fi security cameras, just because I'm hearing about Wi-Fi blockers and stuff like that. And so, yeah, there's definitely, we're going to be talking, Jess, there's going to be future conversations about it, but basing everything on Home Assistant, and I'm going to have everything from leak detection, so that if there is a leak somewhere in the house, my little detectors will be able to turn off the water supply so I shouldn't come home to a swimming pool. All the way up to everything being automated, that when the sun goes down, the blinds go down in the bedrooms or in the living room. And so there's a little sensor there, or even a weather station outside that when it goes raining, you know, to bring in the washing. So yeah, it can get as nerdy as you want it to get, Jess.
It's like Dexter's lab. That's what I think your house is. I can just picture you running around in a white coat. I do want to, like, when next time you're in studio, we might talk through this in depth, because there's a few things that are non-technology that we've done in our house, and I think it's still worth talking about. You've done the same thing, I think, from your Instagram, which is having rainwater catching systems and just trying to be as efficient as possible in terms of energy, water, all of the elements. But you do need to do your research. Now, I personally have done diddly squat in my house. Harry has done all of it. But I do think next time you're in, we might talk through that. We might talk through how you're getting on with your doorbell. And then maybe if you have any questions, if you are someone who's in a similar boat, or maybe you just want to retrofit stuff in your house, email me techtalk@newstalk.com. And Derek, I'm sure you'd be happy to answer as many questions as you can.
Absolutely.
Awesome stuff. Well, look, if you are in Dublin and around Dundrum Town Centre, pop down and have a gawk. You'll see Derek, and you can have a chat with him, look at the supercars, and have a great old weekend. And again, questions for smart homes and bits, techtalk@newstalk.com. But for the moment, Derek Riley of Nevo.ie. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Jess.